This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville's Morning News, live on location at the University of North Florida. You hear the hustle and bustle in the background. That's market days. That's where we've got local businesses and employers and students, all who are a part of this day, as everyone kind of comes together and has a chance to get to know one another, lean into relationships, and develop relationships. And, you know, one of the biggest parts of UNF going forward, and really part of the strategy of UNF, is in coastal resilience. And we're joined now by adjunct professor, right?
Associate professor.
Thanks. I want to make sure I get it right. Quincy Gibson and Professor Jim Gelslider with the University of North Florida. And Quincy, why don't you tell us first off what you do here at the University of North Florida,
sure,
and how it ties into the bigger picture strategy of UNF?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'd like to highlight that I am leading the UNF Dolphin Research Program here, and we've been running for 14 years now. My students and I study the dolphins that inhabit the St. John's River year-round, and we've learned an incredible amount of information over the past 14 years about them. And we've found that they have an incredibly complex social structure, one that is exceptionally rare and only found in two places in the world, one of which is here in Jacksonville. And so we know that they're very special for a lot of reasons, but sadly, a lot of our dolphins are in very poor health and are showing signs of emaciation. They're starving to death. And so my team is collaborating with scientists from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. We're doing a project right now looking at the stomach contents of stranded dolphins from our area to try and get that first piece of information. What are they eating? What might be the problem? And has their food source changed over time? And so that's one of the projects that we're working on at the moment. Again, everything we do is learning more about these animals to hopefully help conserve them for generations to come, because they are so special and they're a big part of the Jacksonville community, being able to go out there and see them when you're out on the boat.
Well, and that's a, what I was going to ask you is, recently we were out on a boat trip and we came across a school, if you will, but there was these groups of two, and they were kind of chasing the boat, and we were loving the moments and taking photos. And I mean, it was really a surreal moment. We didn't feed them. We stayed very slow. Mm-hmm. Did we do the right thing, and what are you learning that you can pass along to the mariners in the community so that we are protecting them?
That's actually a very great point to make. Thank you for bringing that up. So in the past few years, we've actually noticed a sharp increase in boat strikes of dolphins in the St. John's River. We know that there's more vessel traffic post-COVID-19. People are out on the water, spending much more time out there. And these dolphins, it's their home, and they have to stay vigilant for human activities all the time. But they also need to eat, and they need to socialize and mate and take care of their calves. And so they get distracted, and it's really challenging in the river to be able to avoid vessels when there is a lot of traffic. And so we just ask people to slow down, be cautious, don't assume that the dolphins are going to get out of your way. Just know that they may not be able to localize where the boat is coming from. And so we ask you, if you see them, slow down, stall your engines when you get close, give them space and observe them, and watch the beauty and the magic that it is to see them in the
wild.
Is
it hard for a dolphin to say swoop, since we've got JU like right in the neighborhood as well? We've got a dolphin here, Sydney Mark.
That's right. Yes. No, they haven't spoken to us yet.
Okay. But y'all are, I mean, there's so much work that comes together. Maybe, Jim, that's where you can weigh in as well, because your focus is in the area of sharks, and we've talked about OSearch and JU, and how are you tying in here at the University of North Florida on that kind of research in biology?
Well, Dr. Gibson's work on marine mammals is a great example of the university's strength in the field of coastal and marine biology. And the research that we do in this area includes not just our long-running and well-publicized surveys on Northeast Florida dolphin populations as well as shark populations, but also cutting-edge work in areas like marine bacteria, wetlands ecology, fisheries ecology, and also some work that's being conducted on coral reef health in the Florida Keys. Virtually all of the work that we do is done in conjunction with other leading universities as well as state and federal partners. And most of this work is the information from the work is provided to resource managers so they can help us conserve our natural resources. Of course, one of the most important things about the work that we do is that we also provide experiential learning opportunities, hands-on learning opportunities for our students so that they can put what they've learned in the classroom into practice in the field.
How are you all seeing the appetite for students to do this kind of work? I'm thinking I've got a junior in high school and a soon-to-be ninth grader, and I'm trying to light them up on future career fields. Is this an emerging career field that they might want to consider?
I would say that we have a tremendous amount of interest. One of the great things about the Coastal Marine Biology program is that we're able to take a large number of students out into the field with us. I take a team of undergraduate and graduate students out on the boat every single time we go out, every week or 2 weeks. And so they get that real life hands-on experience. And I know Jim does the same with his shark research program and a lot of other faculty as well. And so we're providing students with incredible opportunities that they can't get in other places.
Are you facing funding challenges, and how are you trying to address them so that you can continue to do the critical research?
I think we are always facing funding limitations with doing this work, of course. And, you know, we do apply for grants. For example, one of really great examples of some of the work that we do in one of the university's areas of strategic emphasis in coastal resilience, we recently obtained a large grant from the National Park Service to the UNF Biology Program, as well as the Taylor Engineering Research Institute, to study the use of what we refer to as POSH, their pervious oyster shell habitat, basically oyster settlement structures, to place out and to improve the ability of coastal communities to act as natural buffers against things like coastal erosion and shoreline loss. So we apply for these areas of funding, and of course we enjoy the support as well of the public in providing support. I know that the Dolphin Program, for example, is very active in seeking support from the public, but we always do need the support because we need to be able to facilitate the work by the use of boats. This is all expensive work. We're out in the field, student internships. All of this really goes into providing opportunities for these students and researchers to get this critical work done.
Well, perhaps a reminder that April 1st is Giving Day, an opportunity for the community to give. That could be a huge opportunity. Mm-hmm. Associate Professor Quincy Gibson and Professor Jim Gelslider, thank you for spending some time and illuminating the great work that you're doing here in our own backyard. That's what I love to celebrate, is that this is happening here in Jacksonville and in our own backyard. Our kids are able to invest in this opportunity here at the University of North Florida. And thanks for having us today. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Jacksonville's Morning News continues live on location. Market days at UNF. It's 8:52.